Good morning, Devon. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Great to have you. We played, you weren't on the line yet. We played the catch coming back. I hadn't heard that highlight in years and years, but it sounded as good as ever with Jerry Howarth on the mic. I imagine you're here. You're at the hottest super camps with the young kids. I don't know if all the young kids saw the catch, but you must be asked about that moment more than anything else in your career.
Oh, most definitely. But, you know, what I keep repeating to people is that wasn't the famous catch, of course. It should have been the throw, because the throw started the so-called triple play, right?
That's right.
And it wasn't even so-called. It was. That was a hey, Devon, if there was the review system back then, 20 years ago, 20-plus years ago, that's a triple play, period. There is no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the review. I think, you know, if that was a triple play, that it would have changed the complexity of the game, right? So sometimes you got to just let the human eye and these umpires, you know, Devon White is protecting these umpires. How about that? Let them make the call.
We want to ask you your current views of this team and where you think they stand, especially in the outfield. But fill us in. What are you doing now? What are you busy with?
Well, I'm busy with these on the camps, and I'm doing a lot just giving back to these kids. And, you know, it's been a very, very good just going throughout the province of Canada and seeing what the Canadian kids are getting so much better from the years that I've been doing it. So it's very impressive. Some of the kids that I've seen is, you know, they just need the training.
Devon, when you look around the majors right now, I won't even ask you about the Jays specifically. They've got a, you know, pretty good athletic center fielder in Anthony Gose, but he doesn't hit like Devon White did. You know, you look at a Colby Rasmus, but beyond the Blue Jays, go around baseball. Is there a guy that you watch right now in the majors that reminds you of you, a Devon White type, athletic, can run with some power as well? Is there a Devon White in today's game?
He's just going to say Mike Trout.
Well, no, I'm not. It's unfair to basically to compare eras or different players, because if you put them all in that position and let them go after the ball, some make it look easy, some make it look harder. But so it's unfair. I like Anthony Gose. I haven't seen him play very much, but you know it's kind of unfair to throw a guy in that situation, because we really haven't seen him play a full season, and him being up and down, you know, you don't know really what's going on, you know, in his head and his thoughts. So, but I think he's going to be a very good player, and I usually don't try to, you know, get in involved with the Blue Jays situation. I'm not an employee of the Blue Jays. I do things for them, but at the same time, I think they have a good player in Anthony Gose.
And the criticism that he gets, because he has great arm, great speed, great defensively. I don't even know how much he can improve defensively. But it's the eye at the plate. It's the bat at the major league level. When does it come around? Was there a click moment for you? Like when did you finally get to that level that you felt you needed to get at to be an everyday major league hitter?
Well, I think it's just like what we're teaching these kids now is repetition and playing every day and getting the, you know, to make the adjustment. And if you don't make the adjustment in the major league very quick, you'll be, you know, sent back to the minor league. And I think I used raw talent when I was with the California Angels. And when I came over to the Blue Jays with Cito and Larry Heisel and the guys that I had more than one hitting coach, and they all had an input, which I took and put into my assault, you might say, and it made me a better player when I came over to the Blue Jays. And like I said, it's making adjustment as you go to. You have the fundamentals. It's making the adjustment at the plate, because guys are going to throw different pitches.
Devo, before we go here, I've got to ask you one quick one about making an adjustment on the ice. I'm going to take you down memory lane here a little bit. Gord Stellick, you know, former GM of the Leafs, and he does work here at the Fan as well. He was telling me yesterday, he said, ask Devo about his time trying to get on the ice and put on skates at Maple Leaf Gardens back in the early 90s.
You know what? That's unfair, because I had a bad rib cage and I couldn't take a chance and try to skate and fall and rip it over. I'm not, you know, saying that I'm a good skater, but that's not my place.
Then it was a part of like a promotion, a cross promotion or something, a campaign where the Jays were back in the Leafs or Leafs were back in the Jays, because it was a great moment in sports in the early 90s for both the Leafs and
Jays.
Those are
just excuses. Jays have injuries right now too. Injuries are never an excuse.
That's very true, but I still have those pictures. I still have those pictures, and it was fun time.